You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The start of the new school year is exciting for most kids, but it can also prompt a spike in anxiety. Even kids who are usually pretty easygoing get those butterflies, and kids who are prone to anxiety may get a bit clingier and more nervous than usual. And the start of the school year can be especially challenging for kids who are entering what's called a transition year, going into kindergarten, starting middle school, changing schools. And parents, well, we all know that we feel this pain too, and we want to help our kids cope, but could our feelings be impacting how our kids are coping? Dr. Ron Larson with Optum Idaho is joining us live to walk us through how to navigate this exciting but tricky time of the year. Welcome back to the program.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so I will be honest. I worry every single year at the start of the school year, you know, will my kids have a good year? Will their teacher like them? Will they like their teacher? I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Is that pretty normal?
Oh, I think it is, definitely. Looks a little different from the child's perspective because it might be who's in my class and did my best friend move away and or is there somebody else there that I can talk football with or somebody that can listen to me. So each child is a little bit different, but as parents, yeah, we tend to worry about it. And so we have to start by listening, hear what the child's concerns are. Sometimes we're over-worrying.
Well, so that's also a good question. I mean, how do we broach the topic with our kids without causing them, you know, anxiety or having them start thinking about it? And I ask that because I know sometimes with one of my kids, you know, if I start asking the questions, he's like, all of a sudden he starts to be like, I didn't know I was supposed to be worried about that.
That's exactly right. Actually, I think a word to keep in mind is being positive. So when you're listening and or your child is saying a few things, you can throw in there that, oh, yeah, but remember how well you handled that before, if there's a concern? So bringing up positive experiences, hurdles that your child has handled pretty well in the past, is a good way to keep the conversation going.
So as we end, I know some people are starting school this week. Most kiddos are starting next week. So should we kind of wait for them to come to us if they're maybe getting anxious about the start of the school year?
I think so. I think that you can do some things, though, that can precipitate some of that. One of the things that we recommend is getting started in a school routine earlier than you might guess. Not waiting to the day before, not rushing around the weekend before looking for supplies. So the more that you as a parent or we as parents are able to get a routine started, talk about sleep time, talk about meals, what are we going to be doing, what sports are you in this fall. The more you can start that, oh, you started early, and then the conversation can flow from there.
Well, and that's a big thing because I think that that school schedule, but also that sleep pattern is so vitally important, and we're all guilty of getting off of it during the summer.
We certainly are. And the other thing is that, you know, we have some good research that says kids don't do as well with early bird classes as we thought. And so if you know your child, taking a look at their schedule, making sure that the child and the schedule match up, and not signing up for things too early or too late if that's not your child.
So how normal is it to have these feelings of anxiety or worry?
Well, actually, it's very normal. As we've talked before, a little of anxiety is good for each of us. It causes us to focus and maintain and grow. When the anxiety gets out of control, though, and starts to affect behavior or attitude or irritability, that's when we start to pay attention.
We're talking with Dr. Ron Larson with Optum Idaho. We're talking about that back-to-school anxiety that kids and even parents can feel. So let's talk about these transition years. And these are the kind of those big years, right? So when you start kindergarten, maybe when you start middle school or you start high school or you change school, I mean, there's so many things that could be in that transition. How do we deal with that? And I'm kind of thinking back to when my kids started kindergarten. With my oldest, you know, we were switching him to a new school. He didn't know anyone going into kindergarten. And I think my anxiety level was so high with that. When my youngest started, I was like, you'll be fine. You're good. We've done this before. But how do we deal with that?
Sure. So you already mentioned one of the most important things is a positive attitude from the parent. If the parent gets too freaked out, the child can feel that. You've also hinted at a couple of things that we do recommend, which is finding out if it's a transition year, helping your child find that there's somebody else going to be in his class or her class that they already know. That kind of is an anchor. Same thing's true about teachers, to know your teacher's name, know where your class is, even mentioned the locker issue.
Right.
In transition years, sometimes lockers are a big deal. How are you going to remember the number? How are you going to go from one class to another? So to pay attention to some of those things that potentially some of your older children have already faced and have them help the younger child sometimes with a solution.
And it seems that schools have gotten better over the years when it comes to this as well, because I've noticed, I mean, schools have days that you can, you know, a day where you can come in and drop off the school supplies before school starts. Even with, you know, kindergarten, it's usually you can come in and meet the teacher beforehand. Should parents really take advantage of those?
Oh, definitely. I think that schools know what works. And so for a parent just to call the school, especially in a transition year, and say, hey, what kind of services have you provided? What works here? What should I know so that I can support you? Schools like being supported by parents.
So then when it comes back to the idea of that worry and that anxiety, I would think that it tends to fade over time. I've seen that in my kids. So what's a time frame with that?
Right. That one we've looked at a little bit, you know, from a psychological standpoint. And usually it's the first 2 weeks. We persist and we stay positive and we look for solutions. If there's an issue, some 3 to 4 weeks later, I always said it was October, is when I start paying attention. And that's when parents, too, if things haven't settled down by October, it's time to again to call the school, to ask if what we're seeing is okay, or if there's some things that can be done to mediate the issue.
So if we get to that October point and our kiddos are still maybe having some anxiety or some worry, are there things outside of the school that maybe parents can look into? I mean, what about going and talking to someone? I mean, that's other than mom and dad.
Right. Well, we do believe that getting outside help is important, but always start with the school. School counselors have a feeling for this. The ones that I had been there for many years and knew or could sense. Sometimes school counselors will even call parents and say, hey, let's talk. So start with the school. Start with someone that has been educated about that. Talk about your concerns.
What about the idea, too, though, when a kiddo is just, you know, maybe feeling sad or anxious about something? You know, we've experienced when a friend has gone to a different school and, you know, and one kiddo being really sad about that. And I remember sitting there saying, like, you know, that it does suck. Like that you should, of course you're sad. I'd be sad. I mean, what about acknowledging, frankly, what they're feeling instead of constantly trying to be positive?
No, I think that's correct. To own it as part of what you're talking about. The other is really just to say, you know, you're right. It's not fair. But it's a teaching opportunity as a parent that the world isn't always fair.
Right.
And I have confidence in you, and that comes back to things that I know you do well. And also to distract. So if there's somebody in your class and the two of you go do something together, get out of your usual routines and provide some distraction.
I tell you, this parenting, it is not for the faint of heart. Especially when it comes to back to school every year.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is good advice. And especially, you know, I think sometimes we tend to put all of our anxiety in our kids. So trying to remember that, too.
Right. That we're human as well.
Yeah. We've been talking with Dr. Ron Larson with Optum Idaho, talking about that back to school anxiety that we face as parents and our kiddos face, too, and some ways we can deal with that. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Welcome.
Up next, conservation dogs are working to find zebra mussels. Why this was important, we'll talk about that next. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.